With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Southwest Airlines flight aborts takeoff from the Orlando airport Thursday. An air traffic controller canceled the plane's takeoff clearance after the pilot mistakenly began to depart on a taxiway rather than the runway. Taxiways are the paths used by pilots to move planes between runways and terminals. Southwest said the plane stopped safely, returned to the gate. No one was injured. President Trump signs an executive order calling for a significant overhaul of the Education Department. The White House says the department would not close completely right away, but will retain certain critical functions like managing federal student loans and Pell Grants. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The Department of Education will be much smaller than it is today. As you know, the president's executive order directed Linda McMahon to greatly minimize the agency. So when it comes to student loans and Pell Grants, those will still be run out of the Department of Education. But we don't need to be spending more than $3 trillion over the course of a few decades on a department that's clearly failing in its initial intention to educate our students.
Also at SRNnews.com, wildfires fueled by dry conditions and gusty winds are burning in a few states in the South. Fires forced evacuations in Texas and prompted Florida officials to close a part of a major highway. A product recall affecting some brand name frozen meals.
Nestle is recalling certain batches of its Lean Cuisine and Stouffer's frozen meals. There was a report of potential choking involving wood-like material. The products being recalled were distributed between September of last year and this month, and include Lean Cuisine butternut squash ravioli, spinach artichoke ravioli, lemon garlic shrimp stir fry, and Stouffer's party-sized chicken lasagna. Nestle says it's working with the Food and Drug Administration and the Agriculture Department and investigating the source of the wood-like material. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. National Right to Life releases its annual report. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It paints a picture of a post-Roe versus Wade America in which pro-life laws are saving lives, but the use of abortifacient drugs is rising, often as a means of circumventing those same laws. The report indicates that about half the states have restricted abortion in some way since the Supreme Court's decision, with five of them passing laws banning abortion entirely as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church says giving to denomination-wide ministries fell by about 13% last year to $91 million. The UMC is coming out of a years-long problem over its embracing of homosexuality that saw a quarter of its U.S. churches quit the denomination. Many joined a more conservative organization before the General Conference in 2024 removed its longstanding bans on gay marriage and ordination. This is SRN News. New North Carolina Governor Josh Stein wants the Republican legislature to roll back upcoming income tax cuts and scale back private school vouchers.
The Democrat made the comments while releasing his first two-year state government budget proposal Wednesday. Stein wants to freeze the current individual and income tax rates. He says not doing so will lead to large revenue shortfalls soon. GOP legislators have embraced recurring tax cuts for all wage earners and taxpayer-funded scholarships for K-12 students. Republicans may have to consider Stein's views more because they're one seat shy of a veto-proof majority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The NTSB says Maryland transportation authorities did not perform a proper risk assessment of Baltimore's Key Bridge before it collapsed. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said Thursday the Maryland Transportation Authority never ran a vulnerability assessment for the 47-year-old bridge. More details at srnnews.com.